Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by the senator from Polk, Senator Trongariat. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance led by Paige Marin Rasmussen.
This morning, I'm sharing a prayer from the Reverend Za Thong Leon. Pastor Leon came from Myanmar, Burma, in 2015 to the United States and serves as pastor at the Miso Church of Iowa in Des Moines. He is a graduate of the Lutheran School of Theology at Chicago and is pursuing his doctorate of ministry from McCormick Theological Seminary. Because members are not allowed to have guests on the floor to pray, I've asked Pastor Leon to be present today so he can hear me share his words with you. Let us pray. God Almighty, we praise you for who you are and what you have done and brought us a happy new year of 2022. You are the healer. Bring healing in this place. You are our righteousness. Bring transformation in our nations. You are the provider. Increase our trust in you. God, thank you for all senators that you give us who serve our country in leadership roles and for our communities. Please provide our leaders with reminders each day of why they decided to dedicate their lives to public service and use that commitment to encourage them. We ask that you draw near to their families and give them wisdom on how best to support one another while their loved one is away and working. You are the Lord of hosts. Bring victory in our struggles. Lead them and guide them to bring victory in our chaos. We ask that you help all leaders to care for people such as the poor, the hungry, and the oppressed who need help and support in their everyday lives, so that we will all be transformed by your glory and through our leaders. We ask that we would glimpse that glorious future as we gather today. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there senators to be excused? Do any senators seek the floor for announcements or introductions? For what purpose does the senator from Dubuque, Senator Kelker, seek the floor?
Mr. President, good morning, all colleagues. Welcome back to Des Moines. Happy Tuesday. What a great way to start off Tuesday, because the tourism ministry is going to be in town tonight at Woolies from 5 to 7. They're the ones that are all together unified, putting $864 million into our state treasury that allows us to have that in our budget due to all the hard work that they're doing. So tonight we've got all of them unified with the Iowa PGA Golf Partners, Iowa Gaming, Lake Okeechobee to the Bluffs of the Mississippi. So for all of you that like to join us from 5 to 7 at Woolies, we look forward to seeing you. Thank you.
For what purpose does the senator from Delaware, Senator Zumbaugh, seek the floor?
For an announcement.
You're in order.
Thank you. I'm not sure if it's an announcement or a point of personal privilege, but I had the opportunity to have WHO on the radio driving in during my three-hour trip. And he made a comment this morning that really caught me, or I should say moved me into a positive mode, but Iowa was ranked number one in the entire United States for travel safety. That includes our infrastructure, our state troopers, our DOT, and it just put a smile on my face, because I drive for 3 hours every day to get here, and thinking we are the number one state in the entire nation to travel in. So compliments to this chamber for setting forth good policy for that. Thank you.
Seeing no further senators seeking the floor for announcements or introductions, do any senators seek the floor for points of personal privilege? Seeing none, Chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Whitmer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move the Senate adjourn until Wednesday, January 19th at 9 a.m.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitmer. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. Motion prevails. The Senate will be adjourned until Wednesday, January 19th at 9 a.m.